Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The House could vote today on a resolution condemning those tweets from President Trump directed at four Democratic congresswomen in which he says they need to go back from where they came.
Let's go to the newsline now. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. What do we expect to happen today in the House?
Well, Wayne, the House is going to take a vote on this resolution that, in its words, quote, strongly condemns President Donald Trump's racist comments. It'll put Democrats and Republicans on the record. Several Republicans yesterday did publicly join Democrats in criticizing Mr. Trump, but mainly those in the GOP, including senior leaders, are not backing away from what the president has said. They say they insist he's not racist. They say he is instead frustrated, mainly that Democrats haven't given in to his demands to build a border wall and tighten the immigration laws. This morning on Twitter, the president's asking, why isn't the House voting to rebuke the filthy and hate-laced things that Democrats have said? He points to one Democrat, Rashida Tlaib, using the F word to describe what the House should do. And she has said, as all four members of the squad did yesterday, that the House should impeach President Trump.
So we'll see where things go from here, but the fight is essentially expanding, and if he wants to have a vote or something done on border funding, this doesn't bring that any close to happening.
Right. It calls into question, Paul, the president's effectiveness with this Democrat-controlled House of Representatives. The president was asked yesterday whether he's concerned that white nationalists are cheering his words, and he said that does not concern him because, quote, many people agree with me. The president seems to relish this fight and wants to have it because he believes, it seems, that he can turn it against Democrats and raise the question about why it is that they would stand with some of their more left-leaning members, particularly Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, who he said yesterday hates Jews and hates Israel. And so the president would really rather it be a referendum on the four members of the squad. Instead, Democrats trying to make it a discussion about the president's own remarks.
Stephen Portnoy covering from Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.